弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace with your brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典啊，让我们又可以在安息生日聚在一起跟我们的圣乐营的学员一起来敬拜神，守安息得到神的祝福。
Thank God for His blessing that we can have a Sabbath, but it is also music camp, so we can all be blessed together by God.
所以过去这几天我们有差不多80位的学员跟工作人员在我们喜乐坡教会来举办今年度的圣乐营。
For the past few days, we've had about a total of 80 some participants at Sacred Music Camp.
许多学员还是第一次参加教会的活动，他们可以一起在这里歌颂神这真的是神的恩典。
And for a lot of the students, this is their first time participating in a church event, and it is a great blessing that they're able to come and worship God together.
虽然时间很紧凑但是每一个学员都非常用心非常的遵守这些讲员的一些指示，所以他们的学习的效果非常的显著。
Even though it's a very short period of time and there are many things to do in one day, all the participants are paying attention and listening and learning so that their results can be seen.
因为许多弟兄姐妹的侍奉祷告所以这个活动可以很顺利的进行。
And because of the servitude and the prayer of a lot of the brothers and sisters, so the event has been going smoothly.
我们感谢神的恩典，也谢谢弟兄姐妹的支持。
And so thank God for His blessing, also for the support of the brothers and sisters.
让我们主内这些青年下一代他们可以在一个很好的环境里面受到栽培将来能够成为主有用的工人。
So that our youth in the next generation can have this good training and can be trained to be good workers in the future.
因为我们教会的每一项工作其实都是有它的目的，为了要训练我们的青年在不同的侍奉领域里面能够看到主的恩典，也能够看到我们的责任。
All of the work that we have in church all have a purpose, and it is all for the use of the next generation to be able to grow up and to continue to serve God.
那我们在教会里面诗歌就是我们在歌颂赞美神占一个很重要的部分。
And in church when we have hymnal, this is a very important part of worship.
在诗歌里面我们心可以得到平静，也能够受到安慰。
And in singing hymns, then we can feel calm and be comforted.
那诗歌是要用心来唱。
And hymns are sung by the heart.
但同时也需要学到一些技巧，要怎样来表达。
But we also need to learn certain techniques and how to express them.
那诗歌要有同伴一起来歌颂赞美才会展现神他的作为是何等的伟大。
And in singing hymns, we need other people to sing together so that we can all praise how great God is.
一个人唱诗的声音跟100个人跟众人一起唱不一样。
The voice of one person is different from the voice of 100 people or everyone.
特别是当所有人都同一个心能够有认识同一个救主一起在歌颂。那这样的这个赞美就非常有力，像天上使者的声音。
Especially when everyone is singing with one heart, then it is very powerful and very different.
所以我们期待我们的主内的这些青年在经过了这些训练之后，他们回到各教会都能够真的用心来赞美神带动整个教会这个诗歌的崇拜，让众弟兄姐妹能够同心来颂赞我们伟大的救主。
So we hope that all of our youth, after participating in music camp and going back to local churches, can be able to serve their local churches in music worship.
那我们这次的圣乐营的主题是神的创造。
The theme of this music camp is God's creation.
也就是说，我们要从神所造的这一切，看到他的伟大，以及看到他所赋给我们人的使命。
And from God's creation, we will see how powerful God is and also His commission for man.
那我们可以在他的这个创造里面有一部分能够我们可以有份来一起歌颂这是主给的恩典。
And from His creation that we have part to worship Him with music, this is a grace from God.
因为我们人是神创造的，神把他的气吹在我们的生命里。
Man was created by God, and God had given man the breath.
他赐给我们他的性情，所以我们人懂得来敬拜神。
He also gave us his character so that we know to worship him.
那 当我们能够从他的所创造的这些事物当中看到神他的伟大，以及看到他给我们的爱，那这样赞美就非常有力。
When we can see how great and how wonderful His love is, and this is very powerful.
啊，所以我们在这次的圣言营里面他们唱了许多诗歌，都跟神的这个伟大创造有关。
So this time during Sacred Music Camp, many of the songs that they are singing all have to do with how powerful God is.
那他的创造里面也特别为我们准备了安息圣日。
And in His creation, He also created a Sabbath day for us.
所以我们可以在安息日的时候一起来敬拜歌颂。
So that on Sabbath day we can come and praise together.
我们顺服神的安排，我们放下世上的工作一起聚集在这里这真的是美好的神的祝福。
And according to God's arrangement that we can put down the work in the world and we can come to worship Him, this is a great blessing.
其实我们看到神的创造里面它更重要的其实是要来创造我们人的心。
And in God's creation, what is more important is that He will create the heart of man.
神的工作，他的作为其实是很明显的。我们从他所造的，没有人可以去否认神他的存在。
God's creation is very evident, and no one can deny His existence.
所以罗马书第一章
，Romans chapter one，
罗马书第一章第十九节
，Romans chapter one verse 19。
罗马书第一章的第十九节、二十节。
Romans chapter one verse 19 and 20。
我们请读十九节、二十节。
19 and 20, verse 19. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. 20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. 23. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
这一段圣经特别说，神的事情，人所能知道的是显明在神的心里的，在人的心里。
That says that God's things have been made manifest to people.
也就是说，今天我们人在观察我们所看到的事物，我们自然会有一个会接受一个信息，就像我们看到一件东西，我们就会去想说它到底是什么，它是为什么而有的。
And so for people, naturally, when we look at things and we observe, we wonder, why would this thing happen?
也就是说，我们人是有智慧的。
And so as people, we have wisdom.
就像我们今天一进会堂，你看到。这个台面前面讲台这边摆了许多的这些台阶，你就知道这就是为了要见识要站的用的。
Just like as soon as you enter the chapel today, then we have steps here by the pulpit, and we know that there will be presentation later.
也就是说，你看到一个东西，你基本上就会想到说，一定有人创造它，而且它有它的目的在那里。
And so when you see something, you know that it was created and it has a purpose.
所以我们人是有思维，可以从所看到的东西接收它这里面所要表达的信息。
And so as people, we have the wisdom and we know the message that something is trying to convey.
这就是神给人的智慧。
This is the wisdom that God gave man.
神的事情，人能知道的已经显明在人的心里。
God's things have been revealed and manifest to people.
神已经给他显明，因为人的生命是从神来的。
And God has made these things known because man came from God.
二十节说，从造天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的。
Verse 20 says, since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen.
神是灵，他看不见。
God is spirit, and He is invisible.
但是借着他所造的，我们人就可以去联系这个神的存在。
But through His creation, we can connect and know the existence of God.
他说这个他的作为借着这个所造之物就可以晓得，让人无可推诿。
So it says that His attributes are clearly seen.
这是为什么？那你看，当我们科技发展越能够看到这个宇宙的广阔的时候
，And so the more advanced technology is, and we can see how big the universe is.
我们就看到这个神真的是远超乎我们所能够想象的。
We can see that God surpasses everything we may understand.
当我们看到天上的星空天上的星星
When we see the stars in the sky,
你看没有办法数。
We cannot count them.
所有的星球有次序的运转。
All the planets have their orbit.
哦，它是这么有规律的啊，在什么时候出现都固定的。
And the how they rotate is all set in motion.
这么广阔的空间里面，它在这样的运转当中却不会碰撞。
And in such a big space, they're all able to orbit and not hit each other.
就算有时候会有碰撞。都是神特别 的安排。
Even if there is any impact between them, but this is all arranged by God.
我们真的能够常常举目望天，我们就看到神真伟大。
A lot of times, if we just look up in the sky, we can see how great God is.
但是其实我们也不需要看得那么远，你看到我们周围的环境就好。
We don't even need to see that far if we just look at our surroundings.
那这些生命的表现。
And when we see life.
看这些树，看这些花草树木就好。
Just look at the trees or the flowers and plants.
你看冬天的时候，它是这样子，叶子掉光光；到春天的时候，全部都长出来。现在夏天的这个季节，你看何等美丽。
In the winter, when they have no leaves, but springtime they'll slowly grow, and then the summertime is very beautiful.
那个时间到了，他们就知道要做什么事。
When it is time, they know what to do.
所以神他的作为，在这个宇宙，在这个自然里面，我们人没有办法否认。
And so God's works in this world, we cannot deny them.
可是现在问题就在我们人的心。
But the problem is in the man's heart.
现在人呢，他说明明知道是神，但是却不把他当作神来荣耀。
It says that even though they knew God, they did not glorify him.
啊，也不会感谢。
And they were not thankful.
所以人就觉得说，啊，这个好像就是本来就这样子。
So people would think that this is what it's supposed to be.
好像这个土地本来就是为我而存在，所以我就可以，我要怎么用就怎么用，我不管它。
This land exists for me, so I can use with it however I want. I don't need to care.
所以就不会去考虑到有一个造物的主，他有一个目标，他有一个目的，这个土地要做什么，我们人就自以为聪明的去破坏它了。
And people will think that they are wise and think that everything is created for them and do whatever they want.
那最后人的这个心就变成无知而昏暗了。
And then in the end, then their hearts do not know anything.
那人自称聪明，但却反而愚拙。
They think that they are smart, but they have become fools.
所以看到这些神的作为，他不会去感谢，也不会去承认说，是的，有一个造物的安排，这没有了，让我们来生存。
When they see the works of God, they do not realize that this is their creator and they should worship him.
那更进一步的就是人他这个昏暗的心之后，他反过来去制作一些用这些动物啊，或者是任何东西形成了一个形象，然后把它当作神来崇拜。
And then what they will do is they will use animals or things and turn them into images and worship them.
哦，所以第二十三节才会说，将不能朽坏的神的荣耀把它变成偶像，像人，像飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
So verse 23 says that they changed the incorruptible God into image made like corruptible man.
所以我们看到这个一开始神所美好的创造，包括宇宙，包括我们人的生命，所有的这一切都非常好的，现在走了样，变了样子的。
And so in the beginning, what was all good and beautiful that God had created had changed.
现在神的荣耀被去变成像偶像那个样式。
Now the glory of God was turned into an image.
哦，其实我们如果仔细想想，人真的是很愚昧。
And if we think this, then people are truly very foolish.
那可以去从树林里面去砍一棵树，然后就把它雕刻成一个样子。
That we would just cut a tree down in the forest and then turn it into an image.
啊，一棵树很高大。
A tree is very tall.
它只是截其中一段出来。
And they would just cut a branch.
然后这一段里面，它就去把它雕成一个样子。
And from this one branch, they will shape it into an image.
那这个树的另外那些部分，它就把它拿去生火烤肉。
The other parts of the tree would be cut down to use as wood to burn.
那这些树的另外一些材料可以把它做成桌子、椅子，甚至做成房子。
Or some other parts of the tree can be turned into a house.
都是从同一个材料来的。
And it is all from the same material.
然后之后，那吃饱了、喝足了，然后再把那个人所雕刻这个东西，然后说啊，这个就是我所应该敬拜的神，然后你就跟他叩拜。
And once they have been full from eating, then they will look at this image that they shaped and then worship it as God.
圣经说这是人的愚昧。
And the Bible has said that this is how foolish man can be.
那人这样做好像就是很自然，好像不会去想说怎么会这样子呢？
And people will do this very naturally and not think there's anything wrong.
圣经在以赛亚书里面，他这样子描述。
In Isaiah, it's described.
我们来看看这个人自称聪明，但是反成愚拙是怎么一回事。
Let's look at what happens when people think that they are wise but are actually foolish.
以赛亚书44章
Isaiah 44.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十四章第九节。
Isaiah 44, verse 9. Those who make an image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know, that they may be ashamed.
第十节。
10. Who would form a god or mold an image that profits him nothing?
十一节
11. Surely all his companions would be ashamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear, they shall be ashamed together.
这里其实他一直在整段都在描述这个人啊，突发奇想，然后去制造偶像的这个动机以及他所做的事情就写的就是在描述一件事情，我们看得就清楚了。
So this is describing something that's very easy for us to see.
这个他说制造偶像跟去拜偶像的人是一样的愚昧啊。
So those who make an image and worship them, they are all foolish.
这个树你看第十五节。
Verse 15.
它可以烧火，然后又可以烤饼，然后而且又做神像来跪拜，做雕刻的偶像来向他叩拜。
The tree can be burned and can be taken to warm someone and can also be used to bake bread or to be worshipped.
第十七节，然后他跟他叩拜说，祷告他说，求你拯救我，因为你是我的神。
Verse 17, he falls down and prays to him and says, deliver me, for you are my God.
我们请读十八节。
Verse 18, they do not know nor understand, for he has shut their eyes so that they cannot see and their hearts so that they cannot understand.
看他说这里说他不知道也不思想，神闭住他们的眼，不能看见；塞住他们的心，不能明白。为什么
？So why？
为什么神要这样
？Why would God do this？
因为在罗马书里面，他提到，当我们人对神所创造的这个明明可知的，我们不愿意去敬拜他，不愿意去尊他为神，我们人的这个心昏暗以后，神就任凭你去。
In Romans, it says that if we have already darkened our hearts and we are just worshiping these idols, then God will just let us do what we want.
当我们不愿意去歌颂赞美他，不愿意去荣耀他的时候，
because when we are not willing to praise Him or worship Him,
你看我们人就自以为聪明，
and we think that we are smart.
神就让你，那你就用你自己的聪明去做你的事吧。
God will let you use your own wisdom to do things.
结果人就越来越愚昧，
and then people will become even more foolish.
在以赛亚书里面所描述，他说人就不会去想。
And so Isaiah here says that they wouldn't think.
他 也没有行为，没有知识。
They do not know or understand.
你看，我拿一块木头去烤饼，然后去做一个像。
So they take this piece of wood to bake bread and to make an image.
然后我就向他叩拜。
And then I will pray to it.
然后他就第二十节就说，他以灰为食，心中昏迷，使他偏斜，他不能够自救，也不能够说，我右手中岂不是有虚谎吗？
Verse 20, he feeds on ashes, a deceived heart has turned him aside. He cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand?
也就是说，这个时候人有时候看着自己所做的东西，会想想啊，到底在做什么？
And so at this time, people will look at something they have made and think, what should we do?
这就是今天这个偶像崇拜里面的这些迷失，人没办法想明白为什么会这样做。
And so today, when people are worshiping idols, they are lost and they don't understand why they're doing this.
这就是我们今天人心的黑暗。
And this is the darkness of man's heart.
神一开始他所创造这个美好的世界，在这些昏暗人当中，他其实已经看不到神的荣耀了。
In the very beginning, even though God has created everything in this world, people can no longer see this.
那这样的一个人的愚昧，其实是罪所造成的。
And this foolishness of man is actually caused by sin.
所以我们看到人只要不敬拜神之后，就有很多很多罪恶的事情发生。
And if people do not worship God, then many things that are evil would happen.
当人把神拿走人就顺服自己的情欲，想做什么做什么，一切的坏事就产生出来了。
When men have taken God away and they will do anything that they want, then bad things will happen.
所以一个国度如果没有神，他不再敬畏神，也不再遵从神的法则，接下去社会就混乱，就有许多恶事这些败坏的事情就出现。
And so if there is a nation that doesn't worship God, then there will be many corrupt things that will happen.
但是如果一个人他愿意懂得敬拜神，
But if a person knows to worship God,
或是一个国度他愿意来敬拜这个创造的独一真神，
Or if a nation knows to worship this one true God,
愿意来遵守他的规矩，
and is willing to obey his rules,
那么这个国度就蒙福。
Then this nation would be blessed.
那这里面的百姓也 相对的得到福气。
And the people will also be blessed.
啊，所以今天我们看到圣经里面这些信息。
So when we see the messages in the Bible,
其实神他都知道，他从天上他观察我们世人的每一个动作。
And God knows everything from heaven.
啊，他看到人的败坏，他内心忧伤。
And when he sees how corrupt man has become, he is very sad.
他要来拯救我们人类。
And he wants to save people.
啊，所以这个神的救赎其实是神有计划在执行拯救人脱离罪的工作。
And so God has a plan for his salvation to save people from sin.
在以赛亚书里面啊，他一直在预告啊耶稣基督的出现。
In Isaiah kept prophesying the Messiah appearing.
耶稣基督的出现，他要像一道光照在这个黑暗的世界里。
And Lord Jesus will appear be like that light that shines on the darkness.
那这个光就是要让我们看到这个黑暗是何等可怕，有光来，有黑暗就不见了。
This light will let us see how frightening the darkness is, and once the light is here, the darkness will disappear.
所以我们在这个光暗之间，如果有体验过，我们就发现，有光出现的时候，我们人就变得非常有希望，因为我们知道我们在哪里，我们要往哪里去，我们在做什么，都看得清楚。
And when we know that there is light, then we will have hope because we will know where to go to.
那所以在这个黑暗人心的黑暗当中，需要有光来照亮。我们人才知道我们该做什么。
And so in the darkness of man's heart, we need to have this light so that we know what to do.
以赛亚书四十二章在讲这个救主耶稣基督的来到。
Isaiah 42 is about this savior of Israel who is coming.
他要成为世上的光。
He will become the light of the world.
我们请看第六节，四十二章的第六节。
42:6。Verse 6, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as the light to the Gentiles.
那这个光，你看是外邦人的光，在以赛亚书那个时代。
In the time of Isaiah, for the light to the Gentiles.
神的选民，他们是接受神的信息，他们知道这个独一的真神存在。
God's chosen people knew that this one true God exists.
但是其他的民族他们就没有这个机会哦。
But the other people did not have this chance.
所以这里所谓的外邦人，就是在神的选民之外的，他没有得到神的直接的启示的同时，他不知道这个创造的真神。
So here the Gentiles refer to all those people that were not the chosen people, but they didn't know about God.
所以他们就创造了很多很多他们的所谓的神，就是很多的偶像。
And so they had created many of their own gods, which were idols.
所以今天主耶稣基督来了以后，他要让外邦人也看到这个光，他们可以了解谁是真神。
And today, after Lord Jesus has come, then he will also have the Gentiles see who the true God is.
这个是神救赎的计划。
And this is God's salvation plan.
我们如果继续看第四十九章。
Chapter 49.
四十九章。
49.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6, indeed he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
这里在预告这些信息其实跟当时的选民有关系，那更超越性的就是他预告将来神对全人类的救赎。
So this did have to do with the chosen people at the time, but more importantly, it has to do with salvation with the whole world.
他预告这位救主要成为外邦人的光，他要来施行救恩直到地极。
And this is prophesying that he will be a light to the Gentiles and salvation to the ends of the earth.
那他要让我们世人都明白说我们该敬拜谁。
And he will have the people in the world know who we should worship.
那我们会发现，我们就会明白说为什么我们今天人是处在这样的一个非常黑暗的世代里。
And then we will understand why is it that we are living in such a dark time.
我们需要救赎。
And we need salvation.
他会给我们一条路，他让我们看到一个希望。
He will give us a path and let us see a hope.
他会准备一个国度，让我们来真的能够来享受他的祝福，而且看到他的荣耀。
And he will prepare a kingdom so that we can see his glory.
这个光已经来到。
And this light is already here.
我们继续看以赛亚书六十章。
Isaiah 60.
以赛亚书六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60,
第一节
verse 1, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
第二节。
2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
第三节。
3, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
这里这一段圣经，兴起发光，你的光已经来到。
It says, arise, shine, for your light has come.
这个光是要照耀 万国的。
This light will be shining upon all the nations.
所有的君王他愿意都来寻找这个光了。
And all the kings will come to look for this light.
这个光其实这个是主耶稣基督了。
And this light is Jesus Christ.
这个信息要来让这个黑暗 的大地，这个万国都能够看到谁才是敬拜的，神他所要给我们的救赎是何等美好。
And this message will let everyone see whom they should worship and how great God is.
这就是在圣经里面他一直在预告的啊，基督啊，他的国度，他的救赎是给万民。
And this is what keeps being prophesied in the Bible that this is the nation and this is Lord Jesus who is going to rule.
他要来建设一个国度，是属灵的。
He will come to establish a spiritual kingdom.
是要再一次的去复兴这个神他的荣耀。
And he will revive this glory of God.
然后那个每一个受造的人呢，都会从内心里面去发出赞美。
So that everyone who is created will praise out of their heart.
然后就会同心来歌颂，是的，我们的主真伟大。
And they will sing with one heart that our Lord is great.
这个昏暗的心最后会变成很清楚。
This heart of darkness will become very clear.
知道我们从哪里来。
And we will know where we come from.
知道我们这个生命在地上该做什么。
What we should do in this world.
那我们这个生命结束之后，我们要去哪里？
And after our life ends, where we will go.
那里是什么地方？
And what kind of a place that is?
是有哪一些是什么样的荣耀的那个福气，我们都可以看得到。
The glory and the blessings you can all see.
这就是今天主耶稣基督他来所做的救赎。
And this is the salvation for Lord Jesus Christ.
他预告我们有一个新天新地的出现。
He has prophesied that there will be a new heaven and earth.
我们现在看以赛亚书六十五章。
Isaiah 65.
以赛亚书六十五章。
Isaiah 65.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，以赛亚书六十五章十七节。
65 verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind.
第十八。
18. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. 19. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. 20. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. 21. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. 22. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. 23. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord and their offspring with them. 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
这段圣经，他一开头就说，看啊，我要造新天新地。
In the beginning of the passage, it says, Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth.
这一段经文在有一些基督徒，他们相信说，这个神要在这个地球上，在地面上，在另外选择一个地方，建立一个国度。就像这里所描述的。
For some Christians, they believe that God will create this new heaven and earth right in the world.
但其实我们如果从整个圣经啊，他所告诉我们的信息，其实这一段圣经文所讲的不是地面上的。
But if we look at the entire Bible, we know that actually this new heaven and earth is not in this world.
不是物质上的这个国度。
It is not a material kingdom.
而是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
而且是在我们的心里面。
And it is in our heart.
在他的教会里。
It is in the church.
是。今天神所要主耶稣基督所要建设的真教会。
It is the true church that Lord Jesus will establish.
这将是一个新天新地。
This will be a new heaven and earth.
让所有的人他的内心都能够得到满足的。
So that people can all be fulfilled in their hearts.
在这里，旧有的事情过去的，一切都变成新的。
And all the old things have passed away, and the new things will come.
耶稣基督他 来拯救世人，让旧的变成新的。
And Jesus Christ will save the world so that all that is old will be made new.
这个，他说这个旧以前的事情不再纪念哦，不再去追想，因为这个都过去了。
And the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind.
新的事情是什么
？What are the new things？
我们现在看一下以赛亚书四十八章。
Isaiah 48.
四十八章。
48.
第六节。
Verse 6. You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them.
这里说，从今以后，我要把新的事情，你所不知道隐秘事情告诉你。
So, he will tell. It says, "I will tell you new things that you did not know."
这个新的事情其实是神的作为。
And the new things are the works of God.
他要改变这些他的百姓的心。
He will change the hearts of his people.
他要让那个国度像新的一样。
And he will have the nation become new.
那所有的百他在属神的人，他的这个诚意都是变新的了。
And all those who are in God, they will all become new.
这是从神来的指示，如果没有神告诉我们，人不会知道。
And this is the revelation from God, and without God, we would not know.
今天主耶稣基督他的救赎，他明明的写在圣经里面，让众人可以看到了。
And today, God has written this very clearly in the Bible, so that people can all see.
我们看到圣经里面的这些预言呢、啊，它现在一一的实现。
We know that many of the prophecies in the Bible have been fulfilled.
我们更可以确定，我们现在还在等待的这个荣耀场面一定会实现，有一天一定会出现在我们眼前。
And we also firmly believe that the glory in the future will be revealed in front of us.
这个叫做神的启示了。
And this is the revelation of God.
我们现在在这里先放着，我们现在跳过去看耶利米书的33章。
Going to look at
耶利米书
Jeremiah
耶利米书33章
Jeremiah 33
第二节
Verse 2
耶利米书33章第二节
Jeremiah 33 verse 2 Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name.
第三节
Verse 3 Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
这个时候是神他自己宣告，他说成就的是我，造作为要建立都是神，一切都是神造的了。
And so God is saying that He has formed and established everything.
他的名是独一的。
And His name is the only one.
他说你求告我，我就告诉你。
And He said, "Call me, and I will answer you."
我就把你所不知道的又大又难的事情指示你。
And I will show you great and mighty things you do not know.
神要做的新事，他一定会告诉他的百姓。
God's new things He will tell His people.
他要建设一个国度。
He will establish a kingdom.
这个国度是充满平安的。
And this kingdom will be full of peace.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
耶利米书33章第六节。
Jeremiah 33 verse 6. Behold, I will bring in health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth.
我们再继续看第七节。
Verse 7. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return and will rebuild those places as at the first.
第八节。
8. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me.
第九节。
9. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it.
这段经文你再看，他所预告的已经不是在这个地面上，在以色列的国度里面而已。
So these things are no longer just in the kingdom of Israel.
因为在地面上的国度，这个事情没有发生。
Because this will not happen to the nations of the world.
而是在基督的教会里面才会出现的。
But in the church of Christ.
这里神的百姓是神特别从各族各民所招来的。
And the people of God have been called from everywhere.
他要聚集他们在一起。要医治他们，要赦免他们的罪。
They will be gathered and they will be healed and their sins will be forgiven.
神要赐丰盛的平安跟诚实真理给他们。
And God will give them abundance of peace and truth.
过去所犯的罪，神要赦免。
The sins that they committed in the past will be forgiven.
然后这个城，他说是在万国面前是让神得颂赞、得荣耀的。
And this will be a city where God is praised.
这个城叫做可喜可乐之城。
And this will be a name of joy and praise.
这个不是可口可乐的城啊。
This is not
可喜可乐嘛哈。
It's not like enjoy.
所以这个你看这里有可喜可乐啊。所以这个神的城，他所要建设的这个国度啊。
So this city is a nation that God will build.
是不是让我们得到喜乐，它真的让我们得到满足的。
We will truly receive joy and satisfaction.
这里面的人他都有福的。
And all of these people are blessed.
而且万国人会因为听到我向这个城所赐的福乐、所赐的恩惠，就恐惧战惊了。
And all these people who shall hear the good I do to them shall fear and tremble.
这个国度，这个叫做新天新地。
And this nation is called the new heaven and new earth.
在主的应许当中。
This is in the promise of God.
也就是说，根据他的计划。
And according to his plan.
他要在这个地面上建立主他的这个教会。
And in his role, he will create this church.
这一群教会属神的百姓，他们会共同的向世人宣告说：“看啊。”这就是我的神，我们的神。
And the people in this church, who have been chosen by God, then they will proclaim to the world, "Behold, this is our God."
大家都能够共同去敬拜这位独一的神。
And everyone will be able to worship this one true God.
因为当我们来到他面前
，because when we come before him,
我们将要共同的去领受他的筵席。
We will enjoy his abundant feast together.
这个筵席是神他特别准备的，是用满髓的肥甘蔗跟那个。特制的陈酒来让我们满足的。
And this feast will be prepared together, by God, and everyone will enjoy this.
这个你看，神把这些百姓招来聚在一起。
And so God has gathered all the people.
他是要让他们得到喜乐满足的哦。
To have them receive joy and fulfilled.
所以在以赛亚书里面，他预告了一个救恩的筵席。
And so in Isaiah there was a feast that was prophecy.
这个就是在以赛亚书二十五章里面，他一直预言的。
In Isaiah 25, it was being part of the prophecy.
在这个神的这个他的国度里面
，in the nation of God，
第六节
，verse 6, 25 verse 6, and in this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well refined wines on the lees.
第七节
7, and he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations.
第八节
8. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken.
这是预告神要为万民所准备的。
This is a prophecy that God will prepare us for everyone.
所以这个神的救恩呢，基督的救恩不是给特定的民族，是给所有愿意的人。
And so the salvation of Christ is not just for a special people, but for everyone.
在这个神的山上。
On the mountain of God.
也就是说，在神所建立的教会里。
Which is in the church that God has established.
他用这个陈酒跟满髓的回甘他澄清的陈酒，设摆筵席，让众人可以来享受。
He has prepared this feast of wines and fat things and choice pieces for everyone to enjoy.
这里所谓的陈酒代表就是圣灵。
And the feast of wines here represents the Holy Spirit.
这满髓的肥甘表示真理。
The fat things full of marrow represents truth.
在这里我们享受救恩的同时，我们去事实上是除掉这个帕子。我们可以看得很清楚神他的作为，我们不会恐惧。
And the veil that is spread over all the nations will be taken away, and we will not fear.
我们不再受罪的这个辖制。
We are no longer bound by sin.
所以我们吞灭死，我们胜过死亡。
And so we can overcome death.
直到永远。
Until forever.
所以在这里，在这个神的这个国度里面，你看我们可以享受神的这个救恩这里面的真理，我们可以满足。那我们可以有永生的希望的。
And so in the kingdom of God, then we can be fulfilled and we can have hope.
在这里神说要擦去个人脸上的眼泪，除掉普天下百姓的羞辱。
It says that God will wipe away tears from all faces and the rebuke of his people.
也就是说在这里他是没有忧伤，没有眼泪，都是满足喜乐的。
And so there is no sadness and there are no tears and this is full of joy.
没有罪恶的事情，没有那些让我们会觉得很羞耻的。
There is nothing that is sinful or shameful.
在这里面圣洁荣耀。
There is only holiness and glory.
可以跟神亲近。
To be near God.
这就是救恩的邀请。
This is the invitation of salvation.
那在这样的一个神的这个他的恩典底下，所有人会说同样一句话。
Under this grace of God, then everyone will say the same words.
第九节。
Verse 9. And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
到那日，当主耶稣来建设他的教会的那一天，我们就可以感受到的。
So that day when Lord Jesus establishes his church, then we will feel this.
他说：“看啊，这就是我们的神。”
And behold, this is our God.
我们素来等候他，他必来拯救我们。
We have waited for him, and he will save us.
我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
这是今天神他在以赛亚书里面所预告的，他其实要建立的新天新地的里面的一个部分。
And this is part of the prediction from Isaiah about the new heaven and earth.
这是一个新的生命，更新的生命。
This is a renewed life.
是已经胜过死亡的。
It has overcome death.
所以今天我们在基督里面哦。
And so when we are in Christ,
我们领受洗礼以后，其实我们就是灵性复活了。
When we have received baptism, then spiritually we have resurrected.
我们不再是死灵性上的死人，我们是已经活着的。
We are no longer death in the spirit, but we have become alive.
跟耶稣基督一起活着，坐在天上。
We are living together with Lord Jesus in heaven.
我们成为天上的国民。
And we have become part of the nation of heaven.
那我们就我们。既然是天上的国民，我们对地上的 这段生命，我们就会看得清楚，这是聚集的日子而已。
And since we are a citizen of the heavenly kingdom, then we know that in this world we are just sojourners.
主耶稣他来选召他的百姓。
Lord Jesus came to call his people.、啊、
所以凡你愿意听到、愿意相信的人、啊、主耶稣都接受的。
And so whoever is willing to hear and accept, then God will accept them.
那所以现在接受主耶稣。保险救赎的人就成为他的儿女，成为神国里面的百姓。
And those who have received his blood, then they can also become his people.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the citizens in heaven.
在这个神的国度里面呢、啊。
And in this kingdom of God.
我们看一下腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
三章的第二十节。
3 verse 20.
三章二十节。
3 verse 20.Verse 20, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
21节
21, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
救恩的快乐里面其实是让我们明白我们人是有永生有盼望的。
This happiness from the Old Testament is for us to see that there is a hope.
我们将来是可以改变的。
And that in the future we will transform.
不是这个身体、这个肉体结束就没有。
Not that after we die in this world, then that is the end.
而是我们将来能够都被改变成为荣耀的身体。
But we will be transformed to the bodies of glory.
能够进入那个国度。
And can enter that kingdom.
那这个国度里面就是永远的满足，没有不再有死亡的。
And in that kingdom there is no more death.
哦，这是今天啊，主耶稣基督所准备给我们的这个救赎。
And this is the salvation that Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
愿意人都可以得到。
And whoever is willing can receive this.
那我们在如果是在这个国度里面的人呢，我们会去想向往这个天上的事。
And if we are in this kingdom, then we would long for the things of heaven.
好，我们看一下哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
这是我们的神，他是带给我们盼望的。
This is our God who has given us hope.
所以我们在地面上这段日子，我们所思所想就有一个方向了。
And so in this world, what we think or do, then we have a direction.
我们看哥罗西书三章
，Colossians chapter 3,
第二节
，verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
第三节
，3, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节
，4, when Christ who is our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这里特别提到说要思念上面的事情，不要只是思念地上的事。
So it says that we should set our mind on things above, not on the earth.
他说你已经死了，就是救了人，这个罪人已经死了，现在生命是跟耶稣基督一同藏在神里面，是新的生命。
And we had died because that old man it has died, and so our life is hidden with Christ.
基督现在是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们要一同跟他显现在荣耀里。
Christ is now our life, and so when he appears, then we also will appear.
哦，所以神所要造的这个新天新地，他要先选召新的人，给他们新生命。
And so when God is creating this new heaven and earth, he will have new people to have them have this new life.
他把他召聚他们在一起，其实都一同坐在天上的。
And he will gather all these people who will sit together in heaven.
哦，所以其实我们现在是人在地上，但是我们的生命，属灵的生命，其实是跟主耶稣基督一同活在天上的。
So even though we are living right now in the world, our spiritual life is living with Jesus in heaven.
那这一群神所聚集的这些百姓
，and the people that God has gathered，
成为他的教会
，will become his church.
那用我们人间的那个思想来看，就是一个诚意，一群人聚在一起。
And with the idea of man, then we know that it is a whole group of people together.
所以神所建设的这个新天新地。
And so this new heaven and earth that God has established.
在希伯来书里面，他这样说。
In Hebrews it says.
我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews.
第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
23.
23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
24.
24. To Jesus the mediator of the new covenant and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
这段圣经他在告诉我们说神他的这个永生神的城是天上的耶路撒冷。
This is telling us that this eternal city, this is the heavenly Jerusalem.
这才是真正永存的。
This is what is eternal.
所以在耶利米书他所讲的这个耶路撒冷城，那是在地上的，其实那不是圣经所要强调重点。
And so the Jerusalem, that is in the world, that is not the emphasis of God.
真正圣经所要告诉我们，我们应该要盼望要建设的是天上的耶路撒冷。
The Bible is telling us that we should hope for the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们被神所召，这些人最后都要进到这个城邑里。
All those who have been gathered by God will enter this heavenly city.
这个城邑里面不分种族的。
And in the cities there is no difference.
只要是被神所拯救的，成为义人，是义人的城。
As long as they are righteous, and this is a city of righteous people.
罪人不可以存在。
The sinners cannot exist.
在这里有耶稣基督。
And in there, there's Jesus Christ.
他说他是主耶稣，他是中保，没有主耶稣基督，我们就进不去。
Jesus is the mediator, and without him, we cannot enter.
这里有众天使。
There are all the angels.
所有被成全的义人都聚在那里。
And all the just men, will have been gathered there.
在那里，神是作王的。
And there, then God is king.
哦，所以这里新天新地，其实他最后让我们看到的是神的一个他的国度。
So the new heaven and earth, this is this new kingdom from God.
这是永存的国。
This is the eternal kingdom.
我们再看回来以赛亚书六十六章。
So look back to Isaiah 66.
以赛亚书六十六章。
Isaiah 66.
六十六章。
Isaiah 66.
第二十二节。
Verse 22. For as the new heaven and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain.23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
这里说神要造的这个新天新地是永存的。
And so this new heaven and earth is eternal.
这是将来其实等到这个救恩完全实现，这个世界末日以后。
And so after the end of the world.
在天上真的是有一个新天新地的。
In heaven, there will be a new heaven and earth.
这个是灵里面的。
And this is in the spirit.
因为当时我们都改变成为灵体。
Because we will all change to spiritual bodies.
但是现在我们在看这一段圣经。
But when we look at the passage now,
我们还在地上。
We are still in this world.
我们今天在地上所建设这个神的国度。
And in this world, we are establishing the kingdom of God.
就是要成为新天新地。
To become the new heaven and earth.
就是神的帐幕在人间。
And so, the tabernacle is in the heaven.
就是在我们人间。
Or this is in the world.
这是今天我们的教会，其实是天上的缩影呢。
And our church, this is just actually a shadow of what the heaven.
将来我们一定可以进入神的那个永存的天国里。
And the future will be able to go into this eternal kingdom.
这里面的人心都是被改变过的。
And the people in this kingdom, their hearts have been changed.
所以这个新天新地，这里面的新的人，他是有新生命，他有新目标。
The new heaven and earth have the new people, and they have a new purpose.
他有新的生活。
They have a new life.
啊，那他有新的侍奉。
They have a new servitude.
最后都是要让这个所创造这一切的这个神得到荣耀。
And everything will ultimately have God be glorified.
这就是今天神啊，他的拯救。
And this is the salvation of God.
他要让我们看到啊，他赐给我们的是永恒的。
He will have us see that this is all eternal.
我们值得期待。
And we can hope for this.
我们可以啊一起来啊领受。
And we can receive this.
这个我们看最后看一下启示录二十一章。
Let's look at Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21.
第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
第4节,
for and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
第5节,
verse 5, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
这是在异象里面，使徒约翰他听到了，他听见有声音从宝座出来说的。
This is the voice that Elder John had heard, in the revelation from God.
看啊，神的帐幕要在人间。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
这就是神他所创造的这个新天新地。
And this is God creating the new heaven and earth.
今天要在他的教会，他的这个百姓当中呈现出来。
And he will fulfill this in his people.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的使命。
Will dwell with man and be their God.
他亲自同在，所以他随时在引导我们。
He will be with them, and so he is always guiding us.
在他里面没有死亡的事。
In him there is no death.
因为都是活的。
Because everything is living.
坐宝座说，看啊，我把这一切都更新了。
And the one who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things
new. 特别要是约翰写下来，这一切这些话都是真实可信的。
So he wanted John to write these and say these words are true.
愿我们都能够这样子来期待主所应许给我们这个新天新地。
May we be able to hope for this new heaven and earth that God has given us.
在他的这个国度里面，我们可以一起来歌颂他。
And in his kingdom, we can praise him together.
用我们很纯洁的心啊，来赞美他伟大。
That we can praise how great he is with a pure heart.
我们甚至愿意去跟人家分享我们所敬拜这位神。
And that we are willing to share with others this God whom we worship.
让众人一起来一同敬拜。
So that everyone can come to worship him together.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
510首。
510.